The propeller has an angle of attack, which is the angle between the propeller's chord line and the relative wind. Some aircraft are equipped with fixed pitch propellers and some are equipped with a constant speed propeller. The constant speed propeller allows you to select the efficient propeller blade angle for each phase of flight. In aircraft equipped with constant speed propellers, the throttle controls the power output as registered on the manifold pressure gauge, and the propeller control regulates the engine RPM. With an airplane that's equipped with a fixed pitch propeller, the engine RPM is regulated by movement of the throttle, and there is no manifold pressure gauge. On airplanes equipped with constant speed propeller, avoid a combination of a high manifold pressure setting and a low RPM. To avoid high manifold pressure combined with low RPM, reduce the manifold pressure before reducing RPM while decreasing power, and when you increase power, increase the RPM first and then increase the manifold pressure. So what I said is that if you're operating an airplane with a constant speed propeller and you're going to increase power, increase RPM first, then increase manifold pressure. If you're going to reduce power, reduce manifold pressure first, and then reduce RPM.